What is happening, Magnesites? Story time. So, from time to time, I dip into the Red Pill. I check out Red Pill content. I'm always checking out some content that's in the Manosphere. And one of the things I noticed that's going around right now is never be vulnerable with a woman. Don't tell her your insecurities. Don't tell her your secrets. I agree with some Red Pill stuff. To me, some of the guys, especially some of the real popular guys that are Red Pill, are extremists. It's like they're the other side of the coin of the extreme feminist. And I see some of that rhetoric in my comments sometimes. Like, some of y'all talk insane. Some of y'all talk crazy. Like when Scarlo went on vacation to Puerto Rico with her family. Oh no, she's cheating on you. She's got another guy over there. She's doing this. She's doing that. That's one of those things that I hear on Red Pill. No girls' trips. No this and that. And from what I understand, it's controversial amongst the Red Pill crowd. You know what I'm saying? I don't care because I trust her. And if her and her buddies wanted to get together and go to Disney World or something like that, I don't care. In another relationship I had, chick went on a girls' trip. She actually invited me, but I didn't want to go. She invited me first. She was like, me and all the girls are going to Jamaica. I want you to go. And I was like, no, I got too much work to do. I was super on purpose. Didn't go. And she was talking to me every day, all day long, and I trusted her. And listen, the way I run a relationship, it's like, if you cheat on me, you're going to highly regret it. And when that relationship finally ended with that particular one years ago, came a begging, came on a begging back. And it wasn't even for, you know what I mean? So, and Scarlo, good Lord, she's a darn nun. She is a darn nun. But some guys just believe that stuff. That's just, they think that it's somehow, you know, if your girl's going to cheat on you after dating her for a few weeks to a few months, getting to know her personality, you know if she's weak or not. You know what type of woman she is. You know if she's a party girl. You know if she has hoe tendencies. You know all this stuff, okay? I'm telling you, Scarlo ain't got a hoe bone in her body. Now, this particular girlfriend was years ago. And there was a particular insecurity that I had about myself physically back then. Don't have it anymore. Totally eradicated through healthy living. But this one thing drove me insane. And I dealt with it for years. 4 years. Some of you are dealing with it now. I'm not going to tell you what it is because it still bothers me to talk about it. Well, I decided to confide in her and tell her the secret that was bothering me. And do you know, just like the Red Pill guys tell you, she did use it against me. And she didn't use it against me in an argument, not in a fight, not in negative times. She used it in good times. Good times! Me and her were cracking on each other, and I was killing her. I was getting her. She used it as a trump card to get me. And I was like, no, see? And that's why I didn't want to tell you. I'm sorry. You were getting me. It's all I had. You see that? Now, like I said, I agree with some of the stuff the Red Pill says and some of the stuff I don't agree with. But that time, it happened. I confided in Scarlo with this secret also. So I just felt I could. I read people better now than I did all those years ago. Guess what? Let me tell you something. Scarlo knows certain things that bother me that's going on in my life. I'm trying to think right now. There's one, two, I would say three things that get under my skin about life right now. Okay, whether it's physical, whether it's any other part of life. So three things irritate me. And she has never. And the mag means never, ever, even insinuated anything that could possibly bother me or affect me in that type of way, in that insecure way. You know what I'm saying? Ever. Like, even, I mean, I'll be getting her. Me and her crack on each other all the time. We make jokes, and you know me, I joke more than she jokes. Never. Never. And I love that about her. She's very trustworthy. I guess if I was a criminal, she'd be that ride or die chick. You know what I'm saying? She is truly a great find and a good woman. So, fellas, should you confide in? And I've told her other things. Like, I've been through certain things in my life that have come up, we've discussed, and, you know, I ended up, you know, cried in front of her a few times, and she knows that, and she never held that against me. She's the type to try to hold your hand and look into your eyes. It's okay. I'm here for you. I love you. Talk as much as you want. It's okay, honey bear. And at the same time, even though I've been vulnerable with her about several things, I ain't never been no punk, no bitch to her, no nothing. I ain't never been none of that. I am nothing but her protector, her rock, her man. You know, I'm just everything to her. And I'm saying, I can't do no wrong. I always tell her, you got the rose-colored glasses on with me.
She said, no, you're just so good to me. You're such a good man.
You know, so, yeah. So you got to find one you can trust. And if you don't know how to read people, fellas, then don't confide. Don't. Err on that side. Or err on the side of protecting yourself. Do not tell your secrets, your vulnerabilities, your insecurities to anyone that you do not trust 100%. Most of the time, you can tell your mama and your daddy. Because, you know, sometimes you can't even tell your siblings. Your siblings will crack on you and make fun of you. But you can tell your mama and daddy. You know what I'm saying? But I can tell Scarlo. That's a rare one right there. So post your comments down below. Let me know what you think. Have you ever confided in a woman and she, you know, held it against you? She used it on you. Or do you got a Scarlo? Someone you can tell any and all your secrets. There's no judgment. She don't make fun of you. She don't throw it in your face. She don't use it against you. Have you been like me? Do we have both experiences where one woman used it against you and one woman didn't? You know what I'm saying? 10 million subscribers. Woo! Y'all gotta tell me the difference between all the pills. It's like red pill, black pill, blue pill. I know blue pill is bad because that's when you sleep or something like that, right? I don't know what other pills are. I just know red, blue, and black.